Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Well, I'm excited about today's show because it's kind of a fascinating study today. It's IRAs trusting the hand of God. And I got a little story, as often is the case, that kind of goes behind that. We're finishing well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. But, you know, we've been talked a lot about my father on the show. And now, you know, he's under hospice care and things are winding down. And, you know, it's a different season in our lives for sure. But my dad, he's got double vision now. He can't read, and he's bed, you know, ridden. So, you know, he's destined to watch TV all day, which was driving me crazy. And I was like, Dad, I need to read you a book. And a friend of mine and Hans and my dad all love dogs. And James Banks, who does Disciple Magazine with us, and Hans knows him well, a wonderful pastor. He found this book by Philip Keller, who wrote the Shepherd's Guide to the 23rd Psalm, on lessons from a sheepdog. And one of the lessons that he teaches in this book, it's a fabulous book, and I was reading it to my dad, but it actually taught me quite a bit, is that, you know, he kind of gets it out of 1 Peter 5:6, where you humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. He was talking about that a sheepdog, in order to be really good, needs to be controlled by hand signs rather than by, you know, voice commands, because if you're yelling across the field, stop, stay, go to the left, it freaks the sheep out and it upsets their, you know, diet, et cetera. You know, so the idea of a really, really intimate relationship between shepherd and sheepdog would be done with hand signs. And he said, you know, you get this point in your walk with Christ where, yeah, you understand the Bible and you understand what his voice commands were, you know, don't covet and those kind of things. But what do you do with the providence, with the hand of God, as you see certain things come into your life? And really, your whole story, Hans, on how Ed Slott and Dr. Bob, you know, this was all reading hand signs because God had something to teach you. And you had to be humble because you've been doing this stuff your whole life, but you didn't realize that really IRAs are a different thing.
Well, yeah, it was my choice to focus on people, let's say 60 and over, heavy focus on people turning 65 to do my work. And obviously IRAs and IRA knowledge is a big part of that, and really planning and knowledge and experience. And so I'd always heard about this guy, Ed Slott, but my thinking was, am I going to pay $2,000 in travel expenses and the time to go fly to New York or somewhere else, sit in a meeting room for 2 days and learn about this IRA wisdom from this guy at Slott? And so one of my clients who came to me and just became a very good friend and a very good Christian man, and he was a dentist and retired many years. And so I was able to help him. He came to us through Medicare supplements, through my brother, and I was able to help him by taking his IRA money and using it to purchase long-term care policies. This whole story's in my book. If you read the book, you'll become familiar with it. And really out of this thing, he ended up giving me Ed Slott's book, which he had gotten off of public television, asked me to read it, see what I thought of it. And I actually used what was in the book to go back and do a whole bunch more planning for him, of which I was very well compensated. So I made great commissions. Dr. Bob was very happy for that. I told him what they were as a fiduciary, and decided that I was going to use part of that commission to go attend Ed Slott's class. And another part of that, Dr. Bob had a mission of getting Bibles into China, and so I gave a very substantial donation to that mission, which was made me feel really good. And so the crux of the story is I go into this Ed Slott training, which is specialty. He's like America's IRA expert, thinking, you know, I've got a lot of education. I got a CFP, I got a CLU, I got a master's degree. I've got, you know, what's he going to teach me about IRAs that I don't already know? And it was about 10 minutes into this thing. I was like, man, I already had a page of notes, and just, boy, was I couldn't have been more wrong in my opinion of what I was going to get out of that. And it wasn't so much new information. It was the effective application of the information to help people. And where I just learned, just like I did in the book reading for Dr. Bob, just a whole new way to look at IRAs and to help people plan on those, and specifically to try to reduce the tax bill on IRAs.
And I hope our listeners are catching what, you know, Hans is sharing. That what we talked about is trusting these hand signals of God. So God, you know, at this point in time, Hans, you just open up your practice. So you're not like, I need to go invest money right this minute in $2,000 worth of training or something. But God brought Dr. Bob into your life. And through that, the book, right? And
sure.
Another part of the story that I happen to know is you sold Dr. Bob $300,000 worth of life insurance from his IRA distributions that he was getting while you were going to, you know, right before you went to the Ed Slott thing. And so now you come back, right?
Yeah.
Because we're seeing God bringing Ed Slott into your life, brought Dr. Bob in your life. But then, right, shortly, a few weeks later, what happened?
Dr. Bob passed away.
Right.
He had just passed a life insurance physical.
Right. So all that money, and Dr. Bob, obviously, he was telling you he wanted to go see Jesus, right? But God brought these things in, and obviously a whole lot more Bibles went to China as a result of Dr. Bob going to heaven. And it's more than cool to me that he gave you a foundational understanding of IRAs that we want to share in today's show a little bit, of things that really changed your whole practice.
Well, they did. Because just about everybody that's coming up on 65, they've got some money in an IRA. I mean, it just, in fact, if they have money, most of it is in an IRA. And so what I learned from Ed Slott is, you better have a plan to pay the taxes on that. Because the whole thing has been about avoiding the taxes. That's all the whoopee. You know, we got all this money and we don't have to pay taxes on the growth. We didn't have to pay taxes. We got a tax deduction for putting it in there. And some people with a good stock market rally have got big balances. And they're kind of on Happy Street about them, and they should be. That's
right.
Awesome.
Right. So we want to mention, as always, that our show is, you know, finishing well, but it's based on Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which today's chapter is one of the seven worries of the seven worries tab at Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal, cardinalguide.com. And that chapter on IRAs, of course, is free to get the PDF. Or, as always, Hans, you can just go on the website and contact them. Tell them, send me out the book. Give them your name and address. And you'll send it. I mean, that you
Absolutely.
Want them to have the information. And this IRA thing that, you know, is just, you know, one of the basics that I learned early in the shows, but it's there in your book clearly, you know, on that very beginning page, is that there's a big difference between a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA. And so when you say that most people coming into 65, they haven't paid tax because those aren't Roth IRAs, because that's the difference
between a
Roth IRA and a traditional IRA.
I don't have the exact numbers on here, but a small percentage of the overall IRA money is in a Roth right now. There aren't that many people that have taken advantage of that.
You know, we had a listener of the podcast in Indiana.
We did.
That you actually, you know, help them see a strategy at a younger age that kind of surprised them that they could be making Roth IRA contributions right now rather than traditional.
This is the guy in Pennsylvania. So we got our states off a little bit, but
goes to show what I know.
That's all right. And the gentleman, these folks are younger. We've been talking about these three clients that came to me in January of 2019. They came as a result of the podcast, which is very, they just found the podcast somewhere. whereas most of our way out of state clients are going to find the book on Amazon or something like that and just call us randomly. These are people that are picking up the podcast somehow, which is kind of cool. And this guy, he, you know, he's very smart for one thing. They're very deep and committed Christians, and they're savers like a lot of Christians, and they have a lot of money and a lot of accounts. And he, between meeting one and meeting two, in meeting one, he told me that he wants to get more money in a Roth IRA. So he'd listened to like 34 of the shows, and he had gotten out of that, you know, this Roth IRA thing is good. How do I get money in there? And we had established that it's going to be difficult for him to convert his existing money in an IRA, do a Roth conversion, because in order to do that, he's going to have to pay the taxes out of money sitting on the sidelines, and he really doesn't have enough of it that he wants to tie up in paying taxes. But what I said, you know, you ought to look into your 401k for both you and your wife. They're both highly paid software technical people. And they, I said, see if they have a Roth option for your contributions. And he was saying, I don't think they do. They're kind of backward at this one, and I don't think hers does. And I said, well, you know, if they don't, then we'll sit down and we'll look at some other things. We can maybe do what's called a backdoor Roth IRA, and I don't want to get into that so much today, although a different show. So by the time we get this guy on the second show, he had already researched a second meeting, which was like a week later. He had already researched it, found out that the Roth was eligible on both of them, and the Roth contribution, and they were putting 50 grand a year, or they are putting 50 grand a year now after tax into Roth's. And he had already calculated that when he retires in 5 to 7 years, he's going to have like $400,000.
Right. And since that is a Roth IRA, there now he has the other already taxed income sitting on the sidelines to pay tax on the other traditional IRA, right, that you were talking about that he would need.
Well, he does, but he's actually probably not going to convert that. So we're just going to have two buckets of money. We're going to have the traditional IRA, and we're going to live off of that and pay the taxes on that. And then we're going to have the Roth IRA, and then he's going to have some regular savings. And then we're going to, and plus he's going to have Social Security. So we're going to be able to take four different buckets of money and decide what our income and our taxable income is going to be in any given year. Pretty cool.
So, yeah. And there's so much that we've got coming up for you in the next segment, because we haven't even begun to talk about QCDs or minimum distribution or all this IRA stuff. But the point that you want to make on this show is that IRAs are a different breed of cat because of the tax ramifications.
That's it.
And there's all sorts of neat strategies that God has provided via Ed Slot and other things that we want to make you available at Cardinal Guide. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal. .com. We'll be right back. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well. Today's show, IRAs, trusting the hand of God. We're talking about as we enter into a more intimate relationship with our master, you know, and trying to please our master, are we ready for the hand signs? And sometimes things change up drastically in your life. Are you ready as God brings those in, you know, to respond to the hand of God like they bring somebody in your... And as it says in 1 Peter, you know, 5, you know, are you going to humble yourself and realize, man, I don't know anything. And I love what John Bunyan said about the valley of humiliation, that the soil in the valley of humiliation is the richest. It comes off the mountains. And there where we admit we don't know much, we can dig in our roots and begin to learn some stuff, right? And that's what Ed Slot helped you understand.
Well, he did. And he, you know, I learned... just really learn about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 basic things. And that's all I put in my book. is just the basics, and it's getting a deeper understanding and planning for these things. Like, just something that jumps off the book is your beneficiary designations. Is if you don't have those right, this money is going to go to the wrong person or the wrong cause. I mean, we got many stories, and Ed Slott shared with many stories of, like, ex-wives and that are still listed. And then you get into a suit between the current wife and the ex-spouse, and situations with children, or that people left it just to the estate. I mean, there's a lot of people never look at a beneficiary in an IRA, and every IRA that's out there has a beneficiary designation on it. And whatever it says on that beneficiary, that's where the money's going. I don't care what it says in your will. I don't care any of that stuff. If you haven't updated that, lady, everybody that's listening, get it out. A lot of these places will show it to you what it is online. And you can also download a change form right online. You can fill it out and send it into them and make sure that money ends up going to who you want it to go to.
Yeah. And same thing with your life insurance. That it doesn't go to, you know, what the will says. It goes to who the beneficiary is listed. And, you know, that's a great point. And another reason, you know, that just reading through the book, you know, brings out these things that are just practical information. But again, we got another story from another podcast listener, which I want to say one real quick. Go to iTunes, subscribe, and these things will go right into your, you know, iPhone, and you can listen to them, you know, whenever you want to.
You can get it on Spotify, all the podcasts on the list is there. Finishing Well, Hans Scheil, and I think it's just really cool that people all over the country are listening to this thing, and then some of them call us, and that's not just for me. I mean, you know, as we talked earlier, is that God in some way feels that they're going to benefit from something that I'm going to teach them. And this gentleman is calling me from Indiana, and he has become a client, and he and his wife, and the two of them are, he's 61, she was 64 and just turned 65, and we talked about them on the Social Security show, but now we're over to the IRA show, and we're going to talk about what we're recommending and what we've recommended to them to do with their IRA money. I mean, first of all, this gentleman has done a wonderful job of being a steward of his money, and he's got right at $1 million of IRA money, which, way to go. I mean, that's just awesome. And then he's got $200,000 of not IRA money, or what we call non-qualified money, just money in a brokerage account. And just about every penny that he's got is invested in stocks, okay? And that's worked out well for him. But my concern is that now you're retired. He just retired, and now we got to live off this for the rest of our life. And I don't want you to get into your 60s and 70s and 80s and having to be, you know, watching the stock market every day and kind of trembling. I mean, I've just, from my experience, people in the 70s and 80s that are invested in stocks, they get very little joy out of the upticks in the market, and they get a lot of anguish and fear and pain out of the downticks. And so it doesn't mean he's not going to be in stocks, but I'm recommending to him that he diversify and he get into some bonds and some safer investments. And to do that, he's going to have to accept a lower return. So what we're going to talk about on this show is he's still 10 years away from minimum distributions. He's got a Social Security check that's going to start coming in next year. So he really needs to pull a good little bit out this year. And when you start pulling money out of your IRA to live off of and you create an income, now you got two potential downdrafts in your balances. One is the money you're pulling out to live on. Say he pulls out $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 this year, pays taxes on it. And then let's say that there was a market downturn of, you know, 10%, or there's another $100,000. So when you start distributing your IRA, you really need to be smart about your investment strategy. And that's really what he's hired us to do. And we've done that, and we've gone through all the money, and we've made recommendations of how he would get this more conservative. And he's going to need to accept a lower return for that, a lower average return. And he is prepared to accept that. He tell you a couple other facts about him is he has early Parkinson's disease, which makes him ineligible for really any traditional type of long-term care insurance, including the hybrids. So that long-term care insurance became real important to him as soon as he found out he couldn't get it. And so we have a way to take, especially with somebody with this much money, to take a piece of their IRA and cordon it off into something very safe, an annuity with guaranteed values, that's going to create this fund for future income and long-term care expenses. So we're going to kill a whole bunch of birds with one stone with this. We're going to get more conservative investments. We're going to get an income that you can't outlive. So once he turns the income off on this thing, many years in the future, whatever he chooses to do it, the longer he waits, the more it is, that income will continue for the rest of his life and his wife's life. So it's only when the second one passes that the income stops. But the real sweet thing for him is whatever that income is, if he is to need long-term care, the benefit amount doubles. So I'm going to just throw out some numbers to you just quickly. At 10 years from now, or beginning the 11th year, at guaranteed, that means that the stock market has performed flat. I mean, there's been no gains in the stock market. He's just gotten the guaranteed out of the policy. And if that happens, he could turn on an income for $15,000 a year that will last for the rest of both of their lives. Now, if at any time during the rest of their life, one of them needed long-term care, that income will double, and it'll stay doubled for up to 5 years. And then when that person passes on or gets out of care, it'll just go back to the amount that it was, and it'll keep on coming in until they're both gone.
Then what happens if there's anything left in the account?
If there's anything left in the account, then it'll go to the beneficiary. Okay?
Wow.
That's the guaranteed. Now, the more probable non-guaranteed numbers, those numbers become $22,000 a year for the rest of both of their lives. And the guaranteed or the doubler for long-term care is $45,000 a year. That's what we're really after, is if he's to need long-term care, that we would turn on the income and we would have an extra $45,000 a year coming in for 5 years to at least help with the long-term care expenses and home health care. And he's basically going to live off of the other $800,000 and what that produces. So that's kind of an oversimplified approach. I certainly don't want anybody to run out or call me up and say, I want one of those based upon that. But there are ways for people with health conditions, and they have some savings, either IRA or not IRA savings, and they've got pretty severe health conditions to still get some protection for long-term care. It's kind of cool.
It's very cool. But we couldn't do a show on IRAs without talking about QCDs.
QCDs.
Right.
Qualified Charitable Distributions. And so if you're over 70 and a half, and you have an IRA, you can donate your minimum distribution or more directly to your church under a qualified charitable distribution. You don't pay any taxes on the distribution, and you meet the minimum distributions. It's a wonderful way to get the full tax benefit.
Your tithe goes that way. The money that you would have given for your tithe, you know, then could be used in other purposes. And so it's a way to, again, leverage those IRAs because they are a different animal.
What a great thing is that you have a lot of seniors who are just taking the minimum distribution, people over 70 and a half, they got money stuffed in an IRA, okay? They're going to leave this to their kids, most likely, which is fine, but their kids are going to end up paying all the taxes on it. And so this is a wonderful way for the older folks in a church that want to take some of their savings and direct it toward the kingdom So we come out and do the radio show for the older folks in the church, some of the younger folks, depending as well. And we do the show, and then we have a short program, give them all a copy of my book. And, I mean, QCD, I don't really hear too many people talking about it. I mean, it's not in the press, but it's a wonderful advantage for people over 70 and a half facing minimum distributions, a way you can give directly to God.
Yeah, and again, as he points out, and we'll point out again, CardinalGuide.com, who brings you, obviously, Finishing Well. But if you go to CardinalGuide.com and tell us your church, or, you know, just say, I wish you'd talk to my pastor, or I wish you'd talk to my Sunday school teacher, or whatever. We'd be happy to talk to him for you. If you would like to have us come out and record right there live in your church, we would be absolutely delighted to do that. For lots of reasons, because we see how it leverages the kingdom, and we've seen it in the churches, that, you know, actual fruit from the people that have attended these before, and, you know, how God, or they're actually kind of doing what we're talking about today, seeing the hand of God, you know, and humbling themselves under it to go, wow, there's these kind of opportunities. So
we have people beating a path to our door after these things, and we've got an office in Durham, we got an office in Greensboro, we got an office in Charlotte, and anywhere in North Carolina, we can come out to your church and put on a program. We'd be honored to do that.
Well, great show again, Hans. Thanks.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.